This is chapter 3, selection of suppliers and finalization of purchase orders. What are the objectives? Purchase requisition, purchasing action, the concept of selection of suppliers, release of purchase order with the complete task and conditions. Here we are going to understand ki what is the purchasing, how the product is being selected, what are the specifications, what are different vendors and how the vendors are being selected based on the market awareness, based on the infrastructure. The purchasing cycle, the policies of a company determines procedures followed by stores and purchase department. The nature of hospitality purchases depends on various factors. So purchasing will be different for each of the industries. For example, if it's a catering business, the purchase cycle will be different. It could be a bulk purchases. For a restaurant purchases, it could be limited quantities. The steps in the purchasing cycle. First is to recognize the need by the user department. So what items do you require? And how much do you require? Second is specification details. So what are the items we are going to purchase? What are we going to purchase? What is the unit of measurement going to be? Whether it's going to be 1 kg, whether it's going to 1 liter, is going to be 200 ml, or it's going to be 500 grams. Third is preparing of an indent. Indent basically depends on what items are required, how much is required. This indent is being given by the requisition department or by the user department. Requirements are determined. These requirements which come from the kitchen are to be ascertained, determined whether it is an actual requirement and whether any quality can be maintained, controlled in terms of quantities. Release of a tender. Tender would be for different vendors we call in, we ask them for different kind of a quotation. Steps in the purchasing cycle. Sealed tenders are being opened. So we call for our vendors to for different kind of product what we require, what are different quantities we require, annual consumption, monthly consumptions, and we ask all the vendors to give a sealed quote. Comparative statement of quotes. So once we receive a quote from all the different kind of vendors, a comparative is being done to ensure and understand ki what is it, what is the kind of quote we have received, how much have we received, and whether the prices given by different vendors are competitive. Supply with best terms and prices selected. So once you have to select a vendor based on the right quality of the product what you're supplying, right quantity they're supplying, the infrastructure, the awareness in the market, how is the performance in the market, are they delivering in time, and nearness to the location. Supplier, then we give the purchase order to release the supplier. So once we have ascertained the vendor, what items do we require, what we do is we release a purchase order to the supplier. And once the purchase order is accepted by the supplier, he starts delivering the materials to us. After the materials being ordered to them, then we have to follow for the delivery. The follow for delivery, because we require the product on time, so there is a time of materials that we receive, so we tell them that the material has to be delivered before 11 o'clock or before 10 o'clock as per our user department's requisitions. So then we have to receive the goods, receive and inspect and accept it. So once you are given order to the vendor, vendor will deliver the time as per the allotted time you are giving to him. So once it is received, you have to check the product, whether the quality of the product is good, the specifications is good as per your requisition. Once this is being inspected and acknowledged, then the materials are accepted. Once the materials are accepted, then you have to do an entry into a system. The entry could be a manual entry or could be a system driven entry to ensure that the goods are being recorded in our system. Once materials are being received, it's taken to a specific stores. Stores where we have to store the material, it could be a rack, it could be a shelf, it could be a walk-in cooler, depends on what kind of products is available. The supplier builds the products and the supplier gets the payment as per the terms and conditions being with the vendor. Purchase research. So you need to understand what is the purchase research. Purchase research means you have to ensure understand what is the market going to be for the product, what is available in the market, and what is the cost of the product. To do understand the market, you do have to market survey report. Usually a stores guy or a purchase person goes to the market for the vegetable market. He goes in the morning, he checks what is the rate available in the market and what is the quality is available. If it's grocery, what is the item which is available? What is the pack size? If, like example, we purchase oil, so we purchase in 1 liter pack or tetra pouch, or you purchase in a 10 kg, 15 kg tin we purchase. It plays a very important role because the price will also depend on that. So when you purchase an oil in a small tetra pack or 1 liter pack, you will get little expensive. But when you purchase in a bulk, you get the at a better rate. We have to also form a purchase policy. The policy has to include directives on all activities from the receipt of indent to use of materials to the user department. Purchase policy defines buying methods to be adopted by the food products, service departments and all the departments of the organization. A purchase policy is an universal policy which is applicable to all, because as we said, the main structure is how or what rate you buy the product, how the product is being received and accepted. So we have to find a right policy for that, so the vendor can supply the materials as per our policy and not as per his requirements. Buying materials in use in open market. So these are different process which is available in the market, in people how they buy the product. Some are buying in the open market buying condition, sealed tender buying, contract buying, and then it's a blanket order buying. So if you see the different kind of purchasing which is there, so market, when you go in a market, you buy right from the market. A sealed bid buying means you have to do a tender process where you call from different vendors a kind of a contract, ask for the rates and all, you do a comparative. Contract buying is there is a farm which you tell that vendor that this entire farm which I'm going to buy, and whatever comes out of this farm, this is going to be my product, whether it is a good product, it's going to be a good harvest. Blanket order buying is you buy in bulk. You buy in bulk, let's understand you buy around tons, you buy around 2,000 to 5,000 kg of fish, or you buy 5,000 kg of sugar as per the requisition. This is called a blanket order buying. What is a purchase requisition? A purchase requisition is actually approved by the authorized persons. Original sent to the purchase for action and duplicate written by user department follow up. Modern hotels have material control system on computers. Purchase requisition generated on the system and there is no paper to move from user to purchasing. So purchase requisition is a process which is before the purchase order. Purchase requisition depends on what kind of requisition is given by the user department to you, what items are being required. So you have to, once you get a purchase requisition for let's understand rice. So the user department says I require 500 kg of rice. So you have to ensure that requisitions come for 500 kg. But does the department require 500 kg of rice? For that you have to see the what was the trend, what was the issue you are giving it to the display department last couple of months. Based on that you get a purchase requisition, and the purchase requisition gets converted into a purchase order. Purchase requisition can be made on different kind of specifications. One is quality, second is quantity required, rate by which the material is needed. So purchase requisition comes from the user department. You have to check whether what is the quality specification. As we said, every product has a different specifications. Egg could be of 50 to 60 grams. Fish could be of in a pack of frozen fish could be having a package of 3 to 4 pieces in a kg. Prawns could be having 100-110 pieces in a kg. So these are different specifications which is being followed. And then you have to ensure understand what is the quantity required, and this the quantity is for how many days. Is this quantity going to be for 15 days? Is it required on a daily basis? On which you can give an order. Date by which the material is required is needed. So you have to also ask the user department that I got the specifications. I have know the quantity what you require, but when do you require the materials? Is it very very urgent? Is it a weekly order? Is it a monthly order? Or is it an annual order? Once you have this thing for purchase requisition, then you have to create a budget code for that. Budget code means what are you going to buy and how much is the value you're going to buy. Based on, so when there is a, if there is a event or there is a party, so you need to understand okay, what is the per cover cost going to be. So according to you have to make a budget for that. Once that is done, then the delivery terms, what are the delivery terms and conditions? Is the delivery going to free of charge or are they going to charge you for the deliveries? And when do you require the materials to be delivered? Specification details, if you see there are different kind of specifications of the products, chemicals, whether it is a 500 liter bottle or it's a 1 liter bottle, what are the quality of products which you require. So these are specifications. Items plays a very important role, so the vendor can deliver the items as per your requisition and the vendor doesn't supply anything. There are certain brand standards which the company is being followed. Important factor in selection of suppliers in hospitality, internal facilities adequate. So you have to check whether who the vendor is, what kind of facility is having. If it's an ice vendor, is it hygienically done? The water is treated, the water lab report is available. If you're buying a milk, what is the fat percent of the milk? What is the SNF of the milk? You know, it's very important to ensure and understand that the vendor is supplying my product, is have a right adequate facility. If it's a trader, then you have to get the food service certificate license from him. But if it's a manufacturer, you have to ensure that all the facilities being checked. What is the financial status of the vendor? Is the vendor financially strong enough, or he just takes an order for you but not able to deliver for you? Funds available, market status, what is the availability of the product in the market? Is the product available what you're going to order? Is it an imported item? If it's an imported item, then you have to give pre-advance order to the vendor. Is the management structure efficient in the vendor supplier? They have a management structure, they have a company where there is a salesperson, there is a purchase person whom you can talk to. Is it well organized? Well organized could be if whatever order is being given, they're delivering on time, are they using the right technology in use, or they're just using the old process of making products. Important factors in selection of suppliers in hospitality: reputation of what is the supplier's reputation of prices, delivery, etc. in the market. So you have to do a market survey report, get the details of the vendor. When you select a vendor, you have to ask the vendor, please give us references. Whom are you supplying the materials? What materials you are supplying? Are you supplying on time? So based on the feedback, you can do a market survey report of the vendor. After sales service, because we buy especially in electronic items or capex item, which is more than a lakh of rupees, is that sales service given by the vendor? Or you purchase a product and you come to know that after a few days he is not able to do a service, the product will go at loss. Agent or original manufacturer, like the preferred. So always ask, from whom are you buying the product? When are you buying the product? Is the product quality good enough? Is it recognized in the market? You get a reference of the vendor before giving any kind of an assurance to him. Location, whether the vendor has a central location or whether the vendor is supplying from only one particular factory. So if there are multiple locations where you require the materials, you have to ensure that the area from where the materials come to is near the premises, so that product doesn't deliver late, it deliver on time as per your required time to the organization. Sources for supplier selection: trade directors and journals, telephone services, trade exhibitions, public tenders, purchase manager of other hotels, supply website, Google search. So if you want to get a vendor selection, how do you do a vendor selection? There are different scopes which is available. You can get your references, you can talk to your different hospitality industry, different hotels, you can take references from them. You can check in Google, you can check in IndiaMart, you can check in the Google saying, put a number, vendor's name, you get all the required vendor details. So these are different scope of selecting a vendor, what you require. Because as I said, now the market is becoming very open. Unlike before, where you used to have limited vendors. With the Amazon website, you can just put the product, you get the vendor details and check who the vendor is, what products they supply, what quality they supply, what quantity they supply. And the most important thing is whether they deliver the product to you on the time. Finalization of the purchase order. So once you have selected a vendor, then you have to talk to the vendor, okay, what are the different kind of products available, what is the rate which you're going to supply. The rate also has to be compared to the market rate. If the rate is being confirmed, the price is the best in the industry, then you have to talk about the delivery timelines. When is the delivery going to be of the material? Do they have appropriate infrastructure to deliver the materials on time? What are services required from the vendor in terms of purchase orders? Then there's a technical assistance, if it's a capex item, if it's an electronic item. So what are technical details which you require from the purchase orders? This is all is very important to mention the purchase order, so that vendor is supplying items for you, he refers all these things. He supplies the price, he checks the delivery data, he checks the technical as per your requirement. Quality and specifications is very important for you in the purchase order, so that any item which is supplied to you at the restaurant level is only as per your requirement, as per your quality, as per the specifications laid down. Personal relations to do with business and competitive position. So all these factors has to be mentioned in the purchase order, so that any item which is delivered to you is following this criteria, so that you can reject the material if the material is not as per your quality and specifications supplied by the vendor. Material grouping in hospitality is very important. So we usually categorize the products as per our, each company has their own standard of the format. For example, if you see perishables are, what are perishables? Perishables could be fish, meat, chicken. Why do we call it perishable? Because we cannot retain it for a longer time unless and until it is a frozen item. So if it's freshly made, it has to be mentioned as a perishable, because it's getting spoiled in a couple of days. Non-perishables could be grains, spices, cereals, commodities. Non-perishables, because these have a shelf life. They have a shelf life of could be around 6 months or 1 year. Depends on products to products. Canned and bottled foodstuff, this could be tomato ketchup, pastas, sweet corn, dams. These are termed as canned or bottled because this comes in a particular can. It could be a 500 ml, it could be a 1 liter, it could be a 3.1 kg pack also. Consumables are vegetables and fruits. Consumables are, means these are vegetables and fruit which we have to consume immediately because the shelf life is maybe very short. It could be a day, it could be a day or two. Milk and milk products or dairy products, these are fresh milk, mawa, paneer, butter, because these are all on the daily basis items. Cleaning agents, detergents, soap powders, polishing, pesticides, this could be an operating expenses where all these items are cleaning. So the most important to understand is why do we do grouping? When you do a grouping of the items, you know what items has to order when and what is the cycle for this, for all the products to be ordered. Important parts of the purchase order. So as we said, when a vendor is being selected, now you need to, the price is being negotiated, now you have to release a purchase order. But there are certain important things which has to be noted when you release a purchase order. One is specifications, very important that so that vendor can deliver the product as per your specifications. If you don't mention the specifications, he may, example, you may ask for a 500 ml bottle, but he may deliver 1 liter bottle because you have not defined the specifications. Second is delivery terms. What are the delivery terms? Delivery terms means you're going to ask him to deliver at a particular time, at a particular place. If you don't mention delivery terms and conditions, he may give the item at any point of time. You may require a fish in the morning, say around 8 o'clock, to give it to the guest, but he may deliver at 2 o'clock in the afternoon because you have to mention the delivery terms. Payment terms. Payment terms could be what are the payment, are you going to pay the vendor immediately on delivery in cash basis? Are you going to deliver it after 30 days or after 45 days? So the payment terms is very clear for in the purchase order. It has to be mentioned. Rejection terms, if the products are not as per your specifications or not as per your timelines delivered, then you can reject. So that rejection term has to be mentioned in the properly in the purchase order clause. Termination clause. If the product is supplied to you not as a specification or of a very bad quality, so you should have that termination clause in saying that if the items are not delivered as per our product quality specifications, it will be terminated, your clause will be terminated, we can expel you from supplying products to us. Specifications in hospitality is product very important, as we said. You have to be very clear what you order and what are the specifications. If there is an egg of 50 to 60 grams, you need to ensure, understand that 50 to 60 gram egg is only delivered. The reason being, if you deliver an egg which is of 30 grams, it means in one recipe where you have to one egg, you will have to use two eggs. So the cost is going to increase. Clear, concise and complete and simple. Information about packaging sizes. It's very important what item is being delivered. So if it's an item of 250 grams, for example, if there's a bottle of 250 grams, so you have to mention that a bottle of 250 grams is to be delivered. Usually the vendor may have the product, but if he doesn't have the product, he may deliver you 500 grams saying that that product is not available. So you have to mention properly specifications, what you require of the product, the quality what you require, the size what you require, the grammage is what you require in liters or in the packaging sizes. These are different packing what is available in the open market. For example, if you see this green tea, so it will properly say that each package will have around 24 numbers or 28 numbers, but it's very important the specifications are to be followed. Delivery terms, as we said, delivery terms are very clear when the material should be delivered. Also, the important thing is how the material should be delivered. Is the material going to be delivered in the frozen vehicle? So, if there is, let's understand if there is an item for you ordering a frozen piece. So, you need to ensure and understand that the frozen piece which is delivered, it is in a frozen vehicle. If not, if you receive a material which is defrosted and you may not be in a position to use. Payment terms, as you said, the payment terms has to be defined with the vendor. The most important thing, why do we say that payment terms is because the vendor will supply you materials and the vendor may say that I have already told you that I want a payment in 30 days, but you will say that I have told you the payment in delivery is 45 days. So because of ambiguity, there will be a different relationship with the vendor. So always the payment term has to be very clearly mentioned. Payment term after 30 days from the date of acceptance of supply and receipt of invoice. Payment direct to the bank account of the supplier has appearing in our records. All bills of, these are different clauses, all bills ₹3,000 paid in cash on the following day at the our cash counter in accounts department. So we need to ensure that, you know, the vendor is our partner. We need to ensure that he delivers the right quality, right quantity, right specifications as per our delivery terms. The payment terms also has to be very clear so that he can plan his resources accordingly. Okay, and there is no difference of opinion between his supply time payment terms and our payment terms. Rejection items, these items could be rejected because of certain reasons. Maybe it could be a quality issue, it could be a specification issue. But always ensure that these things are followed. Supply to collect, rejected supply in 48 hours gate pass. You have to inform the vendor that if the items are received by us, it's not as per our standard specifications, we may reject it, but he has to collect it within 48 hours. After what week may, he will do destroy the material because he has not collected it. Replacement to be arranged in a week, which item which can be sustained for a week, we can ask him to do a replacement of the product. Failure to do so allows us to buy materials from the open market at a supply cost. So if the product, let's understand, if you order for 5 kg of chicken, but he has not supplied chicken or he supplied bad quality, then in that case, you can tell him that I may buy from the open market. And whatever is the amount at the market price, he may charge him. Supply will notify about materials approaching expiry date 2 weeks in advance to arrange replacement. So if you have ordered for a corn flour, which is an expiry of around 1 year, but quite eventually you have around 500 kgs. but you may require because of the change of menu and the item may not be required immediately. So there could be possibility that around 200 keys is going to expire in 2 weeks time. So you have to inform the vendor that has power terms and conditions. You will ask, request him to replace the product so that they can give you a fresh product. Termination of the purchase order. The price quoted by the vendor will remain firm throughout the period of the order. You may ask the vendor that has per our terms and conditions, will say that the price is constant for a year. But if the vendor says that no, I cannot give this, I'll have to ensure and understand that because the market the rate is very high, I may have to revise the price, then you can ask for termination of purchase order under these clauses. If the price quoted by the vendor will remain same from throughout the period of the order, if the supplier fails to supply the items as per the specification mentioned in the order, so if the product is not supplied as per your company specifications, then you can reject the product. If supplier fails to supply repeatedly the order quantity on the date mentioned, quite possible that you have placed an order for around 200 kg of maida, but what happens is he is not able to supply because it's available in the market. So in this case, you have to ensure and understand that you have repeatedly placed the order, but he is not supplying to you, so due to which we'll have to terminate the purchase order. The supplier will be blacklisted and will not be given opportunity to apply for the hotel's tenders. So if the vendor is taking the order from you at a low price, but due to certain reasons he is not able to supply you, in that case you can tell the vendor that we'll have to blacklist you so that you don't supply to us or any other companies in the industry, because you are just, for a case of entering industry, you are given the price, but you are not able to supply the product at the same price. The security deposit will not be refundable to supply in the purchase order is terminated. There is certain amount of security deposit which we usually take from the vendor so that, you know, we get a commitment from him that we are going to give him the order. But eventually, if he is not able to supply the products to us, we'll have to ensure understand that the purchase order is terminated. Conclusion is, a follow is necessary to ensure the materials received are consumed satisfactorily. The role of the purchase manager to more is of a routine job but a great challenge. So what we'll try to say is that it's very important that any industry where the product is being supplied to you, delivered to you, it has to be as per your right specifications, right quality, right quantity, based on which receive at the store level, it's given to the user department. So if the product is not as per our quality specifications, quite possible that the product which is being cooked and given to the guest is not as per our standards. The purchase manager has to ensure, understand that it's a very important role. He has to negotiate with the vendor, ensure that the vendor who is supplying is of a better quality product which is available in the market, do a market survey report. So because based on the pricing what we are doing, the cost is dependent on that, the cost control, the menu management is dependent on that. The pricing which we give offer to the guest is dependent on that. So we need to ensure and understand that every single aspect from the receiving a product, storage of product, our quality of our product, delivery of the product has been ensured and understand as per of the company organization's requisitions and as per the requisition of the chef. Thank you.